And here on KBRB, as we continue on our winter sports season previews, we are now joined by Troy Graff. Troy is the North Central Knights boys basketball coach. And, you know, Coach, last year you guys make a heck of a run. You make it to a district final. And first of all, tell us a little bit about that. And, you know, what did you tell the guys afterwards, maybe to the ones that are coming back for this year after that game?
Hey, yeah, Cody. Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, last season was a fun ride. We got hot at the end of the season and made a good run to the district finals. Just told the boys coming back this year that the bar's been set a little higher for them, so let's strive to get back there again and see if we can make it a little further.
Well, you do lose a few guys off of last year's roster. You lose your point guard. You also lose a great athletic player and Troy Reynolds, of course, losing Dolan Pospisil and a couple others there, Coach. Now you have to fill a few holes in maybe both the offense and defensive side of things, but you also do bring back some returning starters. Let's first of all talk about those that you are counting on to help right the ship and get things going again this year for the North Central Knights.
You bet, yeah. The top of the list be the seniors, you know, Raiden Orton and Carson Anderson, both starters last year, contributed quite a bit. But yeah, we graduated a ton last year. I was looking earlier this week, over 60% of our points scored last year. We graduated. So we got some holes to fill, but got to look at it as an opportunity. We got some young guys ready to step up and fill the holes. So, but yeah, like I said, Raiden and Carson are at the top of the list. And then Jackson Halleck, Mason Hagen will have some opportunity to play some good minutes. Jamison Painter, those would be the juniors. And then the sophomores, Cole Lawton and Zach Swanson. I'm looking for big things from them guys. They'll step up and play some varsity minutes, and I think by the end of the season, we'll be ready to make a run again.
Numbers-wise, you down this year with the boys out?
We have 12 out. So, yeah, I think last year we were at 14, so we're down a couple. But the boys that are there, I told them last week at the after the first week of practice, we had a great week, and I liked their focus and their attentiveness. And we got through a lot in 1 week last week already.
What I'm thinking I'm going to see, and maybe you can tell me a little bit more on this, is the defense. You named off a lot of kids that really gave you 110% when they were in the basketball game. Some ball hawks, some guys that got some steals and were able to get away for some fast break points for you.
Yeah, and we're athletic. You know, we're going to play some aggressive defense, you know, like we have in the past. And the guys are buying in. They're playing. They're practicing really well. I think we'll be fine on defense. We just got to get some reps in there, get some game time. And so boys understand, you know, the rotation and stuff. But, yeah, I think we'll be fine on defense. And we just need to look for some scoring opportunities.
Yeah, the thing with your guys, they're going to play tough. Maybe going to be just a bit out height, you could say, not necessarily outsized, but that's where the athleticism comes in for the boys. And now, as we get back to the offensive side of things, you're talking about getting some points up there. We know Carson can score, Raiden, he can score from anywhere. And then you're going to be looking out, maybe it's, you know, Mason Hagen, some outside shooting. Just tell us a little bit about what we may see out of some of your guard play.
Yeah, we're going to play probably a little more up-tempo this year to, you know, play to the strengths of our kids. We're not going to have a lot of size, but we're fast, we're quick, and well-conditioned. So we'll try to speed the tempo up a little bit this year. Probably be pretty fun to watch. The sophomores, Cole Otten and Zach Swanson, can both shoot it from outside. So that's going to give us some scoring opportunities from the outside. And Carson and Raiden, they're slashers, you know, so they can score from the outside, and they can also beat a guy off a dribble and kick it out for the open threes. And then Jackson be the force inside, you know, so he'll kind of control the boards, and we'll try to feed him in the paint a little bit.
How big is it for these boys to open up the season with three straight home games?
Oh, I think that's huge. Be good for the boys. You know, we've been practicing both gyms, and playing in front of the home crowd, especially with the younger guys, you know, just the jitters of the first time being out there or getting their name called on starting lineup. So that'll be good to have and get a couple games under our belt before we hit the road.
Never Valley Conference, usually pretty tough. You get to see some of these teams throughout the regular season before you head into the conference tournament. Pretty good measuring stick of where you could be at the end of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Up and down the line, there's some good teams, right close by West Holt. Always tough. Stewart's going to be tough. And then you further you go west, it just there's good teams up and down the line. So, yeah, we'll see them earlier in the season, and we'll kind of know where we land and what we need to work on.
Well, Coach, we're going to be covering quite a few games throughout the season for the North Central Knights boys basketball team. I want to wish you and your staff as well as the boys the best of luck in the upcoming basketball season.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and we appreciate the coverage you bring. We're looking forward to a great season, and we'll be talking to you down the road.